With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Ukraine came under heavy attack early this morning as Russia launched more than 400 drones and 18 missiles.
Russia has hit the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and other parts of the country with its latest massive overnight bombardment of drones and missiles. President Zelensky has said that at least four people have been killed and dozens have been wounded.
The BBC's Mara Alderson. Charlotte is next on the Trump administration's list for heightened immigration enforcement.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says that federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. President Donald Trump has defended sending federal agents and the military into Democratic-run cities to combat crime and enforce his administration's deportation policies. Trump has also used this summer's fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte as proof that Democratic-led cities fail to protect their residents from violent crime. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans will be allowed to contribute more of their money to 401k and similar retirement saving plans starting next year.
The IRS says the maximum contribution for 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans will rise to $24,500. That's up from $23,500 this year. The IRS also raised the annual contribution limits for IRAs to $7,500. Those changes aim to help retirement savers set aside more income, especially older workers who started saving later in life. Bob Agner reporting.
Officials in Gaza say Israel has returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians. They were returned after Hamas militants handed over the body of one of the last four remaining Israeli hostages. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that the Christmas wars are already underway.
For decades now in this country, battles have been breaking out every year between those who want to keep Christ in Christmas and those who want him out. The 2025 season kicks off with a scuffle in Pataskala, Ohio, over a living nativity in a public park. Local officials at first said no, but a demand letter from First Liberty Institute has changed their minds, and they will now let the display take place. This is not likely to be the last battle over Christmas this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Apple says it has pulled two of China's biggest gay dating apps under pressure from Chinese authorities. An Apple spokesman says the company removed the two apps based on an order from the Cyberspace Administration of China. Asia is generally considered to be socially conservative, but LGBT advocates are in the midst of a campaign to break down local restrictions in the region. This is SRN News. Changes are coming to Doritos and Cheetos.
PepsiCo says it's launching toned-down versions of its bright orange snacks that won't have any artificial colors or flavors. Doritos and Cheetos Simply NKD will hit store shelves December 1st. It's part of a much broader shift underway at the company that announced in April it would accelerate a planned transition to using natural colors in its foods and beverages. Jason Walker reporting.
Three Chinese astronauts have returned from their nation's space station after a nine-day delay. The delay was caused by tiny cracks in their return capsule, likely from being hit by space debris. The astronauts had been on a six-month rotation and were originally scheduled to return earlier this month. China's space program has made steady progress since 2003. More details at srnnews.com.